Thanks again for joining us here on the Saturday morning as we get a chance to bring you up to date with what's happening with our local sports teams. And for this segment, we're going to make the trip out to Western Boone and find out what's happening with the Lady Stars tennis program. Their head coach, Colin Haney, is with us, and he also brought along a couple of his tennis players, Abigail Brunty and Addie Jones, and we'll get a chance to visit with those two ladies in just a moment. But we always like to start with the coach first, and I did not know, Coach Haney, that you were a Bengals fan. Can we start with that? And will Joe Burrow be healthy for the upcoming football season?
We sure are. He will be healthy and happy, and we're going to win a whole bunch of games. I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood here, but I've been a Bengals fan for a long time, but don't hold it against me.
No, I will not. Long-suffering Bengals fan, I would guess.
But things are finally looking up.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention from professional football to the sport of high school tennis. This is year number what for you here at Western Boone?
Year number 10, believe it or not.
You don't look it.
Thank you. You're the only one who's told me that, but thank you. Number 10, we'll count the COVID year. 9 without that. But it's been a long time. We've been working really hard to build our program, and we're looking good right now. We're confident with where we're at and looking forward to the future.
Again, Colin Haney is with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So what were your expectations coming into this year? Do you have a lot of girls back from last year's team?
Yeah, we're in win-now mode. A year ago, we were very young. We only graduated one. We returned everybody after that. And I think we've shown a ton of growth. We're more mature now. We're more confident. And looking forward to getting into conference play.
Yeah. Did the girls spend the time in the off season working on their game, those that could?
Oh, yeah. They played all the time, not only in terms of our team events, but we have a bunch of them that are members of the racquet club and put in the time on their own too.
Again, we're talking Lady Stars tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What did you think the strengths were going to be coming into this year?
I think just that much more confident. Again, a year ago we were very young. We were kind of learning how to win, and I think we're figuring that out now. I think it's showing. We're playing a little bit more aggressive. We're attacking more. Having a year under our belt. Last year we had virtually an entirely new varsity lineup, and it showed at times. But I think having that year under our belt has been a tremendous help here early on.
Well, take us, if you would, through the lineup and start with the singles. Introduce us to the young ladies in those positions.
Yeah, right now at 1, 2, and 3, we have Addie Jones, Abigail Brunty, and Lindsay Steimel. Addie returns from number 1 a year ago. We graduated our number 2. Abby played 3 last year, worked her tail off, and moved up to 2, which is a big deal for her. And then on the doubles end, we have our 1 doubles team returning. We have Janie Ransom and Isabel Adams. And then we actually have a new 2 doubles team who won a few challenge matches and have showed a bunch of improvement. There we have Ella Shepherd and Olivia Smith.
You said the number 1 doubles team is back from last year. The two girls that played number 1 last year for you are playing number 1 this year. I always wonder, do you think about splitting the girls up, or did you think, no, this is such a good team, don't mess with it?
Right there, that option right there. They played great last year. It took them a little while to get their feet on the ground, but they ended last year on a high note, and they picked it up right where they left off. Never had a doubt with them. We want to keep them together, potentially even for a couple more years, but we're really, really happy with their level of play right now.
Again, we're spending time here with Colin Haney talking Lady Stars tennis on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go back to Wednesday, if we could, for a moment. You had a match against the Rossville Hornets, and tell me how the Lady Stars did.
Well, we won, which we're happy about. I challenged the team. We were coming off a couple losses in the previous days against real good teams, and I told the team, we got to build a little bit of momentum here before conference, and we needed a win, and I challenged them, and they responded. Addie won her first set real quickly, fell down in set number 2-5, but then won out, and came roaring from behind, recaptured the momentum, and got a really great win there. Our 2 doubles won pretty handedly. They played really well, and then our 1 doubles played a very long 3-hour match, third set, and again did a really great job. That was a match that potentially a year ago, when they were younger, a little more inexperienced, they might have lost or got wore down or got in their heads a little bit, but they just showed a ton of growth and maturity and mental toughness, and everybody was watching. We were tied 2-2, all eyes on them, and they did a great job of locking in the win.
They didn't wilt under pressure, it sounds like.
They sure didn't. They rose to it and had a great performance.
All right, tell me about what's going to be going on today, Saturday.
Yeah, we've got three teams in town, and we're going to be hosting our annual Weibo Girls Tournament. We're going to be joined by Lafayette Central Catholic, Speedway, and Benton Central, who will replace Fountain Central from a year ago. So good full day of match play.
All right, very good. And then who will you see first in the conference season?
We'll begin at Frankfurt on Monday, which we're looking forward to.
And what's the word on the Lady Hot Dogs coming into this season?
They're going to return a few of their players. You know, we're not underestimating anybody. You know, you never know year in and year out with freshmen coming up and changes in lineup. We're just preaching to the team that we can't overlook anybody, and we gotta bring it every day, and we'll be ready for it.
Yeah, and I understand that Tri-West, for the first time, has a tennis program.
They are. You know, they're a big school. Not a lot of information on them being brand new, but, you know, we'll have to just show up and play Weibo tennis and hopefully get out of there with a win.
All right. Again, we're talking with Colin Haney here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We introduced your tennis players that you brought along with you, but I want you to tell me a little bit more about them, and let's begin with Abigail Brunty. Tell me about Abigail.
Yeah, Abigail is one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. Got voted a team captain, has just got better every day, every month, every year. I told her, you know, last year, I'll tell her again now, there's no luck involved with Abigail. She's a hard worker, she's earned everything, and has developed into a really tremendous player.
And then what about Addie Jones?
Addie, another team captain, another very hard worker, made a huge leap a year ago from JV1 to Varsity 1, and just played really well there. Is winning a lot of matches already. Her game has been taken to a whole new level compared to a year ago. She's playing tremendously, and I'm really proud of her too.
Again, we've been talking Western Boone Lady Stars tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We've begun with head coach Colin Haney. Colin, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, let's go ahead and welcome in the tennis players and get their thoughts on the season, how it's going. And we'll begin with number two singles player, Abigail Brunty. Abigail, welcome. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I always like to ask the athletes an opening question, and it always is, why their particular sport? So, why tennis for you?
So I actually joined tennis in third grade because my brother and I moved to the Weibo School District, and my parents decided to get us into as many sports as possible. And the sport that stuck with me is tennis, so I play that year-round now, and that's my main focus.
Okay, very good. We're also joined by Addie Jones. Addie, welcome. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. So why tennis for you?
I actually didn't join tennis until seventh grade. I have always been really involved in athletics, and I played volleyball and then switched to soccer, and I've swam since I was four. So I just decided that I wanted to have something to do in my springtime, and I thought that tennis sounded like a lot of fun, so I joined it and fell in love with it, and I've done it ever since.
What's your favorite sport?
Oh, man.
And let me ask
you. That one's a hard question.
Are you the kind of person who says it's the season that you're in? Would that be fair?
Yeah, I would say that it is for sure the season that I'm in, because like during soccer season, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I love this team. I love who I'm with. Mm-hmm. And then swim season comes along and I'm like, oh, I can't. Like, I never want swimming to end, and then same thing with tennis season. Yeah. So it's definitely whichever one I'm participating in at the certain time.
Again, we're talking Western Boone Lady Stars tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Abigail, let me ask you, what were your goals coming into this year? What did you want to accomplish for your junior season?
Coming into this year, like Coach Haney said, I came into a new position. So my main goal was just to adjust to that position as quickly as possible. Also just to get the same record or better that I got last year. That's always one of my goals coming into a new season. So.
And as far as the game of tennis itself, what areas do you see that you've improved at?
I think I've improved more on consistency than anything this off season. I've been practicing a lot, just the regular little things more than anything else. So I think I've definitely got more consistent, and that's helped me a lot.
What do you need to work on?
Even though I say I've improved the most on consistency, I probably still could work on that. So probably getting more and more consistent.
Again, that's Abigail Brunty with us here. She plays number two singles. Addie Jones is with us as well. Addie, talk to me about your goals coming into this season.
Yeah, so coming into this season, I had come off of last season as one single, so I wanted to regain my position. And after a challenge match, I had earned my spot again, which was really exciting. And last year, like Coach Haney said, I had a lot of struggles. I had made a huge jump from one singles JV to one singles varsity, which is a whole different type of play. And so I lost a lot of matches that could have gone either way. And so coming into the season, I wanted to redeem myself and win a lot of the matches that I lost last year, and just continue with momentum and going into conference. I know we have a lot of goals as a team with that. Mm-hmm.
Again, we're talking Lady Stars tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So we had a chance to visit with, we started with Coach Colin Haney, and now we're talking with two team members, Abigail Brunty and Addie Jones. As Addie, let me ask you, if you would, tell me a little bit about Abigail as a teammate.
Yeah, Abby is one of my closest friends on the team. I think that her dedication to the sport is truly admirable. She spends more time than anyone playing tennis, and she has since she was really little. I think that she's a really positive person on the team. Like Coach Haney said, we're both captains, and we work together very closely and try and motivate the team, and I think that we can count on her for a lot of things.
All right. Abigail, tell me about Addie as a teammate.
I think Addie as a teammate and as an athlete is just overall very determined, and she kind of knows what she wants to deserve, but she knows how to work for that, not just get there. So it's really nice to work with her. And as captains, we usually agree on most things. So it works out pretty easily, and I think we're a good team together.
All right. You mentioned you're both co-captains. What does that mean? What are the responsibilities in being a team captain?
Basically, as captains, we just overall kind of watch the rest of the team, and since we have such a young team this year, we just help them out. And I mean, our main job is just to be there for the other girls. We usually pick out kind of the plans for game days and what we're gonna wear and what we're gonna do before the matches and all that. So
yeah, how do you handle being a team captain, Addie? How do you approach it?
I like to say that I lead by example. So I try to be as positive as I can, and during my matches, you know, I motivate other players like next to me on courts, because I would love if someone would say something nice to me if I'm like struggling. And so I try to, you know, help out the younger players and really show them like what a good leader is. And so yeah, I'd say that I usually try and lead by example with positive.
So you don't say, well, that was a dumb shot.
No, I definitely do not tell our younger, newer players that.
No, you want to build them up, not
yes,
tear them down,
yes,
right?
Yes, always compliment.
All right, very good. Well, we've been talking Western Boone Lady Stars tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with Coach Colin Haney, and we just wrapped up hearing from number two singles player, Abigail Brunty, and number one singles player, Addie Jones. And we thank them for their time and wish them good luck throughout the rest of this tennis season. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.